Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock. We're talking today about big truck litigation. We are Bell and Pollock. We are a law firm in Denver. We have practiced throughout the Denver metropolitan area. We also have an office in Steamboat. We are personal injury lawyers. We bring this show to you every week to talk to you about a personal injury topic. We put these shows on our podcast and in our website. You can get to our website by Googling bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com to see what we're all about and to see what we do. We have had many, many verdicts in the and in cases that we've handled in the $1 million of ranges and as small as in the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 range. They go up and down. Every case is different. When you see ads about lawyers who want to talk about their different verdicts or their different results, everybody wants results, and that's what law firms do, is get you results, and that's what lawyers are supposed to do. But you have to understand that every case is different. Every personal injury case is different. You've got to have somebody who looks at your case and puts together your legal game plan. That's why we call it, and that's what we call it, is a legal game plan that we're going to put together for you. The idea is you come see us if you've been hurt. The statute of limitations on a personal injury claim is 3 years. So obviously we're looking at what's happened in the last 3 years from today's date. If you've been in an injury accident, your case has to be filed within 3 years of the crash happening, unless it's a wrongful death claim. If it's a wrongful death claim, then it's going to be 2 years. It's shortened to 2 years. And if it does not involve, if it's not a motor vehicle crash or accident or injury, then your case is also shortened to 2 years for a negligence claim. So if you've had a slip and fall, or if you've had some kind of injury as a result of the negligence upkeep of property, or for any other reason that is not automobile related, then your statute of limitations is going to be 2 years. If it's automobile related, it's going to be 3 years. Unless there's a wrongful death, and the wrongful death will be 2 years. That's governed by statute. There's nothing we can do about it. As lawyers, we can't do anything to change it. If it's involving a governmental entity, then you have to give a governmental immunity notice to the appropriate government, governmental entity. We always say 180 days. It's actually 183, but we say 180 days because we want you to make sure you have a plenty of time to let the lawyer give the appropriate notice. So these are time limits that are hard and fast. The rules are there. You have to honor them, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's just nothing you can do about it if you miss those dates. If you don't miss those dates, you have a claim. And when you have a claim, you can bring your claim and you can pursue recovery for the injuries that have been caused as a result of the negligence of another. We at Bell and Pollock will give you a free initial consultation. And when we mean free, it's a no obligation initial consultation. And I want to tell you, any personal injury lawyer who is charging for the initial consultation, you probably don't want to deal with, because there's so many lawyers out there that you walk in, you have an initial consultation. But you also have to see if there's any hooks. That's right, hooks attached to the initial consultation. Are they trying to get you to sign an agreement? Is that the idea? Yes, we'll want you to sign a fee agreement if we think you have a good case, and after we talk to you and we put together a potential legal game plan, sure, we'd like to have you sign an agreement. But you've got to make sure you're not going to get the high pressure, force it, get you to get to sign an agreement. Some investigator or some paralegal is doing the initial consultation and not a lawyer. The idea is investigators and paralegals and law clerks and legal assistants aren't supposed to be giving legal advice. So if they're giving legal advice, you've got to wonder, well, what's going on? Where's the attorney that's supposed to be giving me legal advice if you're not meeting with an attorney? So what is the reason for the initial consultation when they're meeting with you, they don't have a lawyer there to give you legal advice? Well, that in that case, that free consultation is actually a consultation to try to sign you up. We'll sign you up before we'll give you the advice or before we'll give you legal advice. The whole idea is for you to have that initial consultation and understand your case, get educated to your case. and understand what's involved in your case. That's what you want to have available to you when you're doing your case and when you're dealing with the devastating results of a personal injury case where you're hurt and you're having problems. You want to be able to make sure that you understand when you walk out what your case is about. Now, today we're talking, when we're going to talk, we've talked a few weeks ago, and we're going to talk a little bit more about trucking litigation. What is trucking litigation? What do we mean when we're talking about big trucks, when we're talking about semi-trucks, and when we talk about a crash? As I stated in the last show concerning this topic, when you're dealing with a truck and a truck hits your car, you lose. When a truck hits you, you lose. When these big semi-trucks hit you, they have huge loads. They have huge capacity. They're going to win, and you're going to want to understand who you have as potential defendants. Just that alone, you start thinking, well, who could be potential defendants when there's a catastrophic injury, and what do you have to look into as far as potential defendants? Well, we know we have the truck driver. That's not a surprise, is it? We would figure the truck driver. You may have a trucking company involved. Truck driver usually is working for a trucking company in one form or another. Sometimes they're not employees. Sometimes they're independent contractors, but they're carrying out their responsibilities and their duties for a trucking company. You can always be talking about the owner of the tractor. We talk about the tractor. That's the part that pulls the trailer. That's the front parts. And there's the owner of that tractor. Somehow, the driver of that tractor got behind the wheel. So if that driver of that tractor got behind the wheel and is able to drive and is being allowed to drive, then you've got to talk about what responsibilities there are to make sure who's going to be driving the tractor, just like in your car. You're going to be wondering who's got responsibility for who you allow to get behind the wheel of your car and go driving off with your car. You've got the owner of the trailer. That's the back end of the truck. That's the part that's being pulled. And of course, that trailer is sometimes filled, sometimes not. You've got to know what's in it. You've got to understand what's going on inside the trailer. You've got to understand if it's empty or if it was properly loaded. So you want to talk about who loaded the trailer. You're going to talk about third-party logistics companies. That's going to be important. You're going to want to know about the logistics and how the third parties that are involved in getting that tractor trailer on the road, filled up, loaded with the driver behind it and on the road. That just doesn't happen by accident. You're going to be talking about a number of other people. You're going to be talking about the freight broker and the freight shipper. That's right. The people who put the freight inside the trailer, that you want to see what's the freight and how did they arrange to get the freight in the tractor in the trailer? How is the trailer loaded and who's got responsibility for that? You're going to be talking about whether or not the shipping company is contracting directly with the trucking company or whether or not there's a middleman involved. Who's the company maintaining or servicing the tractor trailer? How often have we heard in Colorado that there's been crashes and trucks have wiped out cars, killed people because they've lost control coming down our mountains because their brakes haven't worked or there's been problems with the brakes and there's been problems with how the tractor trailer runs and you've got to talk about who services those, who makes sure they're going to meet the standards, the rigid standards, for being able to drive on our mountain roads in the state of Colorado. You've got the lessees of the tractor or trailer. Find out whether or not it's owned by them or whoever's using it. You got the manufacturer of the tractor trailer and the equipment, and you've got the manufacturer of even the plaintiff's vehicle. So you have to be aware in trucking litigation, the independent contractor status does not necessarily provide insulation to the contracting party from liability to the public that it affords in other contexts. If there's a failure to exercise reasonable care in the selection of independent contractor, that gives rise to liability. So when you've got all these different processes, you have to understand what's going on with the truck and with the tractor and with the trailer, and you have to understand what's going on with the drivers, the maintenance, and all the different parts that go into getting that truck on the road. These are the people that you've got to look into to see if there's some kind of responsibility. We're going to talk about a little bit more of the responsibility and what you want to look into right after the upcoming commercials and after this break. Right now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Brad Pollock. You can contact us at 303-795-5900. Champions of the People or bellpollock.com. We'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about drunk drivers and punitive damages. What are punitive damages, by the way? How do they help you? Can they help you? Punitive damages exist by statute in Colorado. They're there to punish the wrongdoer for intentional, reckless, wrongful, wanton acts. Drunk driving is one of those reckless acts. You can obtain punitive damages against drunk drivers, and that puts additional legal, legitimate pressure on the insurance company for the drunk driver to pay you your complete, legitimate money for your injuries and damages and losses. Do not let them get away with it. Make sure you can prove the driver was drunk. Call the police. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in the studio. Gary Bell is not available today. I'm going to carry the burden today of making sure you understand the topics we're dealing with. We are personal injury attorneys. We are Bell and Pollock. We've been together since 1983, servicing the Denver metropolitan area and the entire state of Colorado to meet your personal injury needs. If you have been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, you should contact us. We'll put together and we'll help you put together a legal game plan. Can we just give you one over the radio? Can we just give you one in the many books we've published that you can call us up and get? You can get on our website and get all the books we've put out. No, because legal game plan is unique to you. It's unique to your set of circumstances. It's unique to what it is involved in your particular crash. It's something that may change often. You may have an initial legal game plan, and then you may have certain changes to it that you have to address as you learn more about the case, as the case proceeds. We've come out of a very difficult time in COVID where things have been delayed a little bit. So a number of you may not have already seen lawyers for crashes that occurred within the last year and a half. As I stated earlier in the show, you've got time. You need to call us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. Make an appointment. We can talk to you. Of course. And once again, it's just normal that we can talk to you by Skype. We can talk to you by some other means, virtual rather than being in person, or we can meet you in person. We'll put the masks on. We'll make sure we get together with you. And we've had sanitized offices. We have not closed throughout the entire COVID time period. We've kept our offices open. We've been able to meet with people. And when it hasn't worked to do it in person, we've done it over the phone. We've done it virtual. We make sure we have a way to meet with you to let you know what's going on. Law firms should be doing that. That's a given. We can pursue your claim. Yes, there were times when we've had delays in the court process and delays in getting to trial and delays in getting your things done. Now, when I say we, I mean the legal system has in honoring and in understanding the dangers and the rigors of COVID. But the law goes on and your injuries goes on and time goes on. And, the fact that you're out on the road, there's less cars, but there's still accidents. People are still getting hurt. And if you got hurt even before COVID, your time is not up. If you have not talked to lawyers, give us a call. If you have not settled your claim, if you're still hurting from the negligence of another, give us a call, 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or Champions of the People. Now, we were talking about the potential people who are responsible for a crash when a big truck, when these big trucks are rolling down the highway and they run into somebody. I want you to understand, by and large, when you think about all the trucks that are on the road and all the deliveries they do and all the things that go on, by and large, we have to be happy with our trucking community. Truckers work hard to do the right thing and to make sure that they're driving appropriately and that they're safe to themselves and others on the road. Some are mavericks, though. Some aren't that way. Some have people who have had problems with their driving, have had problems with how they're driving, and they've had problems in what they're doing. So there's been different attitudes and different ways to look and determine whether or not somebody should be responsible for the way they're driving. One of the areas you're going to look into is negligent hiring and training. A trucking company gets a driver. Now, sometimes they have them as their own employees and their own staff. Other times they're independent contractors. Other times they're people they've hired out that have their own trucks and supply their own trucks and drive their own trucks. But a trucking company still has a duty to make sure who they're putting on the road is safe and experienced and is properly trained. Our Colorado Supreme Court has recognized that employers of commercial drivers have a duty to investigate an applicant's driving record, in addition to what he or she provides in response to the application questions or an employment interview. Too often we find people that go in and they do an interview. Oh, yeah, I drove for this person, that person, that person. Some trucking companies may not be open. Some other ones they may not be contacting. Excuse me. Sometimes they may not be able to contact that person or the previous employers. They still have a duty to investigate and look into and determine the applicant's driving record. And they can't just rely on the application. They have to look a little deeper. When driving is involved in the performance of job responsibilities, the duty of an employer is to use reasonable care in hiring a safe driver who would not create a danger to the public in carrying out the duties of the job. Now, our Supreme Court has talked about and has brought in cases that say if the company takes responsibility for the driver, then some of this may not be in front of a jury. But if the company doesn't take responsibility for the driver, then you could have a different set of circumstances entirely. However, as the attorney, when you find out who the driver is, when you look in the driver as the attorney for the plaintiff, for the injured party, it's a good idea for the attorney, and it'd be a good idea that you'd want to know, was this driver experienced? Did they know how to drive the particular route that they were driving? That's important because you've got to understand that, they're putting people out there with big rigs, with huge trucks out there driving around and making sure that they can drive the truck and they know how to maneuver it. They know how to drive it. And if they're going to send people out into the road or onto the highways and they're going to send them up and down the mountains, they want to make sure they're safe. And you want to make sure that if the trucking company doesn't seem to care about that, then there could be a problem. The trucking company has to care about that and it has to be concerned. We've also got the question of negligent retention or supervision. What if you get a driver that you think that you think the company should have been supervising more closely? What if you get a driver that has shown a history of not driving correctly, of not performing the responsibilities they're supposed to do? And what should that involve? Does that just involve getting in the truck and seeing how they drive? How about whether or not the driver keeps accurate logs? How about whether or not the driver honors and respects the appropriate rules and regulations concerning how long the driver can be behind the wheel, when the driver has to take breaks, when the driver should be off the road and when the driver should be on the road? Does the driver know that? How about the driver when you have a driver, have you checked to find out whether or not that driver consistently will break one or more of the rules that are meant to be safety rules? And if the driver is doing that, then the trucking company has a responsibility to make sure that it takes some kind of action. What could that action be? Maybe it's going to be more supervision. Maybe it goes to termination. And that goes back to then when the driver is terminated and he goes to another company, he or she goes to another company, is that company checking them out, learning about whether or not they're responsible? These are things you want to be able to cover as the attorney when you're checking out what has happened with regard to a crash that is clearly caused by the trucking company or by the truck driver, or any kind of crash that involves a truck driver that may be caused by the truck driver. How about negligent entrustment? To recover for negligent entrustment of a vehicle, a plaintiff must prove that the defendant permitted its employee to use the vehicle and permitted them to use the vehicle, and the vehicle was under the defendant's control, the trucking company's control, and the defendant either knew or should have known that the employee, the truck driver, was likely to use the vehicle in a manner to create an unreasonable risk of harm to others. Well, you know, if you're not checking out the driver's history and the driver's background, and you're not checking out what they're about and what they're doing, you're probably putting yourself, the company's probably putting itself in a situation where it's going to have to explain itself. It's going to have to explain what exactly was the reason that it gave this and entrusted this truck, entrusted this vehicle, this huge vehicle and tractor and trailer to a driver, allowed that driver to go out and get on the road, allowed that driver to drive down the road in maybe, let's say, in our mountains, in our Colorado mountains, coming off the top of I-70 and coming down I-70 and endangering the entire public. They've got a responsibility. Goes back to the hiring and the training. Goes back to what they're supposed to be doing is making sure that they have met the requirements to train, supervise, and entrusted a vehicle to the right person and to the right party. The respondeat superior requirements, that's the respondeat superior, means the responsibility of the superior who must respond to what happened. The superior has to, goes every time to determining whether or not the driver was properly qualified to drive in the roads and on the roads of the state of Colorado, and whether or not that driver, whether or not that particular driver, if not qualified, had been trained or had been given some kind of experience. Now you go back to then the question of whether or not there's insurance. Did the defendants have insurance coverage? Well, in the state of Colorado, or the federal laws actually, require minimum limits of $750,000 of liability insurance for a commercial carrier weighing greater than 10,000 pounds. So if you've got a truck out there that weighs more than 10,000 pounds, then it's required to have $750,000 of liability insurance coverage. And that increases to $1 million for carriers of oil and to $5 million for carriers of hazardous waste. So the insurance must be there. And that's, again, has the trucking company made sure, if it's got an independent carrier, has it made sure that arrangements are made for insurance? If it's got a company that is driving, or carriers that are driving, when I say carriers, I mean truck drivers with their own trucks, if they're driving the trucks and they're going down the road, are they making sure that they have the appropriate insurance and the appropriate insurance coverage? If not, then the company will be looking at liability and responsibility. They will have violated the law. They'll be looking at almost automatic negligence or responsibility for the injuries that have been caused, and then it's a matter of determining the amount of the injuries. You're listening to the Bell and Paul Kliegel Show. I'm Brad Pollack. I'm going to take a short break. If you need to talk to us, if you've been hurt the result of negligence of another, contact us. Brad Pollack, Gary Bell, 303-795-5900, Champions of the People, or bellpollack.com. We'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollack Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. This is your Legal Minute. Today we're talking about the very first phone call with the insurance adjuster for the at-fault party. Do you know what to do? Do you know what to say? Do you know what you should do? Do you know what you shouldn't do? You don't. You know, for that instance, in that situation, the insurance adjuster, that's an ordinary day and event for him or her. It's not an ordinary day or event for you. You need to understand your rights. You need a legal game plan. You need it laid out for you in a free initial consultation. At Bell and Pollack, that's what we do. That's what we can do for you. A game plan for the way the accident happened, a legal game plan for your injuries, damages, and losses to prove them. Bell and Pollack, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
For your Bell and Pollack legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in studio today, talking to you about the basics of trucking litigation, a big truck litigation, holding them responsible. How do we determine who's responsible, when they're responsible, and what should we look at? And I've talked to you about a number of topics today. We are Bell and Pollock. We will help you in your personal injury claim, in a personal injury case. If you've been hurt as a result of negligence of another, give us a call. A lot of lawyers out there get run ads. You've got to talk to us right now. You got to talk to us in the middle of the night. You got to talk to us from the scene of the accident. Yes, it'd be nice to talk to you fairly quickly after the crash, but you don't need to call us from the scene of the accident. I'd rather you take care of yourself, your health, the health of others, the safety of others. Get your cars taken care of. We have an accident package. You can contact us, 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, and get and we'll send you an accident package. You can complete what you need to do with regard to the accident. Then call us. Call us the next day. Call us later that afternoon. Call us that evening. Call us the next morning. We're 24/7. You can get us on the phone. We'll answer the phone. We'll talk to you. And let us help you put together your game plan for your personal injury case. We're going to talk to you next week about another topic. You can check any of our radio stations and any of our radio shows to learn more about what we do and what we're about. We are happy to help you with your personal injury case. And until next week, please stay safe. If you are hurt, or even if your case is a year old and it hasn't been dealt with, give us a call, 303-795-5900, or contact us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. See you next week.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. I think this example is going to help you. You go to sleep at night. You wake up. You slept wrong. Your neck is killing you. You have a crick in your neck. It won't go away. You go to work. It becomes aggravating. You get cranky. You have a temper. You go home. It still won't go away. You wake up day two. Same thing. It won't go away. You can't turn it to the left. You can't turn it to the right. You can't concentrate on work. What do? You hope and pray it goes away. You wake up day three. It's gone away. You tell your spouse, hallelujah, it's gone. Tell you what, when you're injured in a car crash, sometimes there is no hallelujah moment. Sometimes the injuries persist and the symptoms persist. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.